Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As of Monday morning this week, central banks in Japan, United Kingdom, and China had either announced plans to or had already begun supporting the value of their currencies, which had seen major declines against the U.S. dollar this year. On Sunday, October 2, officials from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries projected that they were likely to agree to cut global oil production at their October 5 meeting by 1 million barrels per day. This would exactly offset President Biden's order to release 1 million barrels of oil per day from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves during much of September and October. This announcement sparked more than a 4% jump in the price of oil Monday morning this week. However, the biggest news rocking the market Monday morning this week was the huge increase the previous Friday in the risk that mega Swiss bank Credit Suisse may default on its debt. Credit Suisse is a major counterparty to derivatives contracts with major Wall Street banks and U.S. insurers. On Monday, the prices of shares of Credit Suisse stock fell to their all-time low, down 60% over the past year. In March of last year, when Archegos Capital Management defaulted on its margin calls, Credit Suisse absorbed losses in excess of $5 billion. In all, major banks lost more than $10 billion from the collapse of Archegos. Over the past year, as of Monday morning, stock price at J.P. Morgan Chase was down 36%. Over the past year, Bank of America's stock price sank almost 30%, and Citigroup's stock price plummeted more than 40%. Even PNC's stock dropped more than 22%. This week may be critical for banks that trade derivatives. If you have accounts at bank and financial firms that trade derivatives contracts, I once again urge you to close those accounts to transfer the funds to credit unions or local banks that do not trade derivatives. Remember, current U.S. law allows banks that suffer major derivative losses to seize at least some of their customer account balances. Why would you take that risk? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.